Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and kingdom greetings. Welcome to Tamayo Deliverance Ministries Prophetic Call. I am Seer Pastor Siobhan Simmons, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we're going to talk about hearing the voice of God. As prophetic people, those that have the gift of prophecy, you may walk in the office of a prophet or as a seer, we must be able to hear from God. As prophetic individuals, we speak the heart and thoughts of God. And God laid on my heart to talk about hearing the voice of God. How are you going to be able to speak what he says if you don't know that the voice that you're hearing is of God? I hope you have your weapon with you, which is the sword, which is your Bible, something to write with, and a notebook or a piece of paper. In John, the 8th chapter and verse 47, it says, "He that is of God heareth God's word." So we must first be of him in order to hear his word. And I love the book of Genesis. I love all the Bible, all the books in the Bible. But the book of Genesis is the beginning. And if we turn to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 8th verse, it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day." Now, the pronoun they is referring to Adam and Eve. So back in the beginning, God was speaking to his people. Amen. God wants to talk to us, but first we must know his voice. There are three voices that we hear. First, we hear, and not necessarily in this order, because when you first give your life to God, some people say they've never heard the voice of God, but there are three voices that will speak to you. One voice will be the voice of God. The second voice will be the voice of our fleshly desires. And I'm telling you, that flesh will get you in trouble all the time with our desires and our wants. And the third voice that you will hear will be the voice of the devil. And sometimes we think the devil is talking to us all the time, but 9 out of 10 times it's your flesh, that flesh desiring some things. In John, the 10th chapter, the 27th verse, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Once you know the voice of the Lord, you will follow him. A stranger, you will not. It takes time to discern his voice. The first thing you must do, and you know, with everything that we do for Christ, there are steps. You never just walk into a thing. You never walked into the office of a prophet or the office of a seer or the gift of prophecy. There was always a preparation. So in order to hear the voice of God, the first thing you must do is to humble your heart. Amen. You must have a humble heart. In Jeremiah, the 29th verse, starting at verse number 12, Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13 is what we're going to look at. And it states, then you will call upon me. And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now the thing is, the heart holds a whole lot of stuff. The heart is a very devious organ. It is vital to our beings. We can be brain dead, and the doctors can connect us to machines, and we can still live. Amen? The machine will breathe for us. The machine will keep us going. But if our heart dies, there is no bringing it back to life. They will shock you with the, and I forgot the medical term that they use, but they'll put paddles on your heart. They'll continue to shock you with electricity to get the heart started again. And if the heart doesn't start again, guess what? You're gone. You're dead. It's history, and every major organ shut down. The heart is very vital to our beings. And the Bible says, out of the issues of our heart, our mouth speaks. Our mouth speaks the issues that's in our hearts. In other words, if you're angry, guess what? Angry words, anger communications is going to come from our lips. So our heart is very important. So God wants us to humble our heart. He wants us to be humble, because if we're not humble, that means we're very proudful. We're full of pride, and pride is sin. Pride is a sin, and sin will separate us from God. Amen? We must have a humble heart. Humility is part of the process of dying to sin. Sin can lead to spiritual death. In order to hear from God, so that God can reveal himself to us, we need to just be still before him. When you're mixing around, when you're bouncing from side to side, you're not hearing anything. Let's picture this in the natural. When you're talking to a friend, or a coworker, or someone, when you're talking, you've got their attention. They're looking at you, and they're listening, and vice versa. When they speak back to you, you're not running from side to side. You're still, so that you can make sure you capture every word that's being said, so that you can respond. The same thing with God. God needs us to be still, so that we can hear his voice, so that we can kind of figure out the answer, not figure out, but find the answer to a question that we may have of God. If we go to the book of Samuel, and I believe it's 1 Samuel, let's see, it's 1 Samuel, the third chapter, excuse me, we see that God was calling Samuel to be his mouthpiece. He was using Eli, but Eli had two sons that just walked contrary to the will of God. And instead of Eli disciplining his children, he just, I won't say swept it under the rug. He told them, do this, do that, but he did not discipline him. He did not strip them, but that's a whole other issue. So God raised up Samuel, but Samuel did not know the voice of God. He had not heard God speak to him. And if we look at, well, let's just start with the first verse, 1 Samuel 3rd chapter, start with verse number 1, and it says, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord came to Samuel, and he answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord yet called again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. So God was calling Samuel, and he heard a voice, but he didn't know that it was the voice of God that was calling him. And if we look at verse 7, we're still in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, it says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Now, he perceived in his spirit that God was calling Samuel. So what he said was, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. We must be still in order to hear the voice of God. First and foremost, we must also have the Holy Spirit residing within us. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is our keeper. He guides and he leads us. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the 9th verse, it states, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man hath not the spirit of Christ, he is not of his. You must have the spirit of God. The Holy Spirit communicates the deep things of God to us. But again, it goes back to making sure you know the voice of God. You must do 4 things in order to make sure you know the voice of God. First, you've got to know what his voice sounds like. In order to do that, you've got to spend time with God. You've got to spend time reading the word. There is no quick fix saying, I know the voice of God. You've got to know his word, because you know what? God will speak through us through his word. He would use his word to speak to us. So if you're reading the word and you're saying, God, I want to be able to hear your voice, guess what? He can speak through you, to you, through his word. Secondly, you've got to be able to meditate upon the scripture. Take a scripture and just meditate. God, what does this word mean to me? What are you saying to me? He will speak to you through meditation. Amen. Meditate upon God's word. Third, he will speak through you, to you, through prayer. God does not desire us to be blind. Hallelujah. He will tell us what we need, when we need it, through the word, through meditation, through prayer. If we press into him, guess what? He will answer. He promises to answer us. Fourth, In order to know God and to hear his voice, we have to develop a life of worship. If we are prophetic people, we've got to be intimate with him. We've got to know who he is. And once you know who he is, you've got to know his voice. How are you going to speak to someone you don't know? It's like if I'm in Germany and I don't speak German, guess what? I cannot communicate with the people in Germany. So I've got to know God. I've got to know his language in order to speak to him. And I remember some years ago, I had just gotten saved and going through what I would call the 12 steps, because I said, God, how do I get to know you more? And I just started worshiping him. Every opportunity I got, I would just worship. And I was worshiping God. And as I was worshiping, words were coming out of my mouth, because I was seeking God to for the gift of speaking in tongues. And so I was just praising God, not looking for anything, but just praising and worshiping God. And as I was worshiping, I was speaking words. Words were, that were encouraging me. And I remember speaking, and I will preach your word. And I said, wait a minute, whoa, hold up. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus, not understanding that God was speaking to me, through worship. He was telling me what his plans were for me, not that day, but later on. And I realized what preaching was not just getting behind a pulpit, but really reaching his people through his word. And as I realized that, as I was worshiping him, that he was speaking through me, and I said, well, God, you've got many tools that you use in order to speak through me, because I was under the impression the only way God speaks to a person is audibly. He speaks with words. And I realized that was not true. It was true that he speaks through you with words, but also he uses other avenues to get his point across. Amen. He can use scriptures, as I just stated. And if we go to 2 Timothy, starting at the 2 Timothy, the third chapter, starting at verse 16, 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 16 and 17, and it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So God speaks to us through his word. He will tell us his desire and his plans through his word. Secondly, he speaks to us through the Holy Ghost speaking to our hearts. That's why the heart is a vital organ. I mean, it brings life or it can bring death. And what do I mean? When we hear a good word, when we're seeking God for something and we get it through whatever avenue we get it through, guess what? We rejoice. We get happy. And our heart is elated. But if we get a word that we don't really want to hear, and then we need to see if that word is really from God, then it brings us down in our spirit. It kills any hope sometime. It kills that joy within us. So God can speak to us through the Holy Ghost in our hearts. And we will find that in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 10 and 11. And it says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of God, with the house of Israel, After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. Why? Because he's going to put that in our hearts. Amen. Another means that God can speak to us so that we can hear him will be through prophecy, through a prophetic word, whether it's a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, or our own prophecy. As I stated earlier in my testimony of God speaking through me as I was worshiping him, he gave me a word of prophecy. And it has come to pass. Amen. Praising God and just giving him all that is due to him. God will speak to us. We can find that in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 21. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 21. And it reads, Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Now, I want to just preface this. When you get a prophecy, don't get so excited. Just make sure that that prophecy is coming from God, because you know what? The prophecy must line up with the scripture. It is scriptural based. It will not cause you great harm. It will not cause you to, it does not contradict the word of God. God will never tell you anything contrary to his word. And if it's contrary to the word of God, guess what? It did not come from God. You can hear the word of God through godly counsel. In other words, someone can come to you and speak something to you, and it will register in your spirit, and you would know without a shadow of a doubt that God is using that person to speak to you, to give you that which you were looking for. And sometimes they will not come and say, thus said the Lord, God is saying this to you. It could just be in a conversation that's going on, and instantly God will use that person, because remember, God is a spirit. He would use that person to give you a word that you were waiting on. Amen. And the thing about our conversation, we should watch what we speak, because we don't want foolish communication to come out of our mouth. We want only God's word, things that God is going to give us to come out of our mouth if we are prophetic people. I'm not saying that you cannot laugh. I'm not saying you cannot tell a funny story, because I've got many stories, funny stories that I tell about myself in my walk with the Lord. It happened that it wasn't funny then, but I can look back and laugh. I laugh at it. So when I said the communication, we need to be careful what's coming out of our mouth. Is it edifying? You don't want to use profanity and laugh about it and say, oh, you know, I'm just kidding, because that's not God. I think you get the point. If not, give me a call and we can discuss that even the more. Amen. And you will find godly counsel in Proverbs 11 and 14, which says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Counsel is just wise direction, somebody giving you the right information at the right time, because you know it registered in your spirit, and this is what God is is saying to you. God has many avenues to tell us what we're looking for, to get us on the right track. And like I said the last time we spoke, that prophecy is not just talking about a car, a husband, more money, job. God sends the word to correct us, to make sure that we get back on the right path. Sometimes God will give us the word because we're waiting, and sometime in our waiting we may get weary, and God will just send that word to encourage us. God will send a word just to say, look, I'm still with you. Don't worry. Hold on. I am still with you, and your blessing, that which I told you is coming, my promise is just an inch away. It's near. Your breakthrough is almost here, and God will send that word. Amen. God also will send his word, and it will be confirmation. He may have told you something. It could have been years ago. It could have been 2 hours ago, 2 minutes ago. It doesn't matter, but God will bring confirmation. Amen. You will know without a shadow of a doubt, that is God. And you can find that in Matthew 18 and 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, then in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. God brings confirmation. And it's always best if you're still doubting if that's from God. Wait on your confirmation. Your confirmation may come if God spoke to you audibly and you heard him. Guess what? God may bring his confirmation through the word. He may tell you, go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 2, and you will find your confirmation there. God may bring confirmation in a song. God has many avenues to bring confirmation. God will also speak through you in a situation by giving you peace in that situation. Amen. You can find that in Colossians 3 and 15. When trouble is on all sides of us and tribulations come, and sometimes we're so mixed up that we're not still and we can't be still long enough to hear from God, and guess what? You can say, God, is this the way I should go? And God will give you peace. And you'll know God speaking to you, telling you, yes, yes, my child, that's where I want you to go. That's where I want you to be. Yes, my child. Or you'll say, God, I don't know if this is of you. God, and God will give you that peace, letting you know, no, baby, that's not of me. I'm not in this. You're making the right decision. So in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. There is that vital organ, the one that's going to bring life or death. Amen. To the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and we're almost out of time. We're going to have to continue this next week hearing the voice of God. We're going to have to continue because it's very important that you as prophetic people know truly the voice of God and not your flesh and not the voice of the enemy. I thank you so much for calling in to our prophetic call, and I thank God for your eagerness to know more and study the word and get closer to God. Amen. If you desire prayer, you can call 843-830-9325 or email us at fearsimmons, all one word, fearsimmons@hotmail.com, and we will pray for you and take your petition before the throne of grace. Amen. Until the next time, remember, God loves you. He shall never forsake you. He will never leave you. God sits high and looks low, and nothing takes him by surprise. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God be with you. Shalom. Because of the power of God.